And the title of today's talk is Padre Pio and his prophecies about the Second World War. Hello friends of Following Padre Pio. On this channel we bring to you a series of short stories on the incredible life of our great saint Padre Pio, who was a Capuchin friar and he was a mystic and he was an incredible miracle worker. Do stay tuned to find out more about Padre Pio and also what his intercession, to see what his intercession can do for you. And we'd like to thank our protected child of Padre Pio patrons for your generosity and all of your support, because you are the ones who are making these videos possible. And to be participating in this, to become a protected child of Padre Pio patron, then just watch the video on the end screen. Now, in those wartime years, war was constantly being talked about in the monastery. And the brothers would ask Padre Pio, what would be the outcome be? And he always spoke of defeat for Italy. But let us have a look at some of these things, these predictions of Padre Pio. Now, even when the German military actions seemed to be somehow putting Italy ahead, Padre Pio remained adamant and resolute that Hitler would not win. And a Capuchin bishop one day presented the contrary view to him with supporting evidence that he had. And Padre Pio replied, "Your Excellency, we will not win this war. And if we won, victory would be given to us as a punishment." And his judgments of Hitler and Stalin, they could not have been more harsh, because he compared them to two devils, besides who Nero was only a small sinner. This is what Padre Pio said. And now one evening in 1939, Padre Pio was with his confreres, and once again they were talking about the war. And the topic now was the German military strategy. And one of them said that the Germans would achieve the most brilliant military victory. And Padre Pio, he held the opposite opinion, and he responded, "It is not possible that they could win, because Hitler is clearly against the Pope and he is a fanatical advocate of the religion of blood," as he called it. And so, like the ancient prophets, we see him, Padre Pio, pointing out without fear or hesitation, it was the attitude of their public resistance to God was going to be the cause of their defeat. And then in 1941, and the bombing of Pearl Harbor had just taken place, and so the brothers and the confreres, they were commenting on the Japanese attack, and they said now that the United States would be defeated. You must just remember that Germany, Italy, and Japan, they had formed an alliance, and they were known as the Axis powers at the time. Padre Pio replied, "We will not win. I cannot imagine anyone who opposes the Pope and who publicly blasphemes the Virgin that they could win." In 1942, the Italians and the German troops had now lost Tobruk. And so Padre Pio made this comment to his friends, and he was categorical on this, and he said, "We will not take back Tobruk or Sarinia. We will retire, in fact, to Benghazi, and then to the desert, and then to Tripoli, and then to Sicily, and finally to Italy." And was that not exactly what happened? But his confreres laughed, thinking that Padre Pio had gone a little overboard this time, because he was so opposed to Hitler. And yet the following day, one of them came along to Padre Pio and asked, "Are we really going to suffer these misfortunes that you talked about yesterday?" And Padre Pio, with a serious face, replied, "Unfortunately, all of this will happen, and some will even be worse." And another time, a Padre Carmelo Durante tells us that one day I saw in the newspapers that the Germans were already nearing Moscow. And in this, I now saw the end of the war. So he turned to Padre Pio and said to him, "Father, the war is over. Germany has won." "What? Who said that?" Padre Pio asked. "I read it in the newspaper." Padre Pio replied, "Remember, Germany will lose the war. It will come out of this war even more dejected than out of the last war." "I replied, the Germans are already nearing Moscow." And remember what I tell you, what I've told you. I added, if Germany loses, it will certainly mean that Italy loses too. So Padre Pio added this, but first, we must see if we will even complete this war together. And as we know, they did not complete the war together. And then on another occasion, Padre Pio said emphatically, Italy, by the mercy of God, will lose the war, and not because of its righteousness. A confrere replied, but Father, how is that possible, to lose the war through mercy and not through justice? And to this, Padre Pio responded, Italy will lose the war by the grace of God, because if it won with the Germans, then when the war is over, the Germans would trample underfoot. They would trample Italy underfoot. And as he said this, he trod his right foot into the ground to emphasize it, to emphasize the point. And there was a rally in the Piazza Venezia in Rome. And Padre Pio heard that some mothers had offered their children to the deuce, to Mussolini. Padre Pio commented bitterly that that is a grave sin, because children must be entrusted to God and not to a human being. And then he added, soon they will see where this will take them, and Mussolini will pay dearly for it. He's kind of issuing a warning to leaders that they must not place themselves in God's place. And so it seems that Padre Pio got a lot of the outcomes correct, and this is how things turned out. Plus he had some sage advice for parents, that they must not entrust their children to anyone except to God. And do enroll your Mass prayer intentions. We do have this Mass every Friday. We bring your intentions to Padre Pio, and all you have to do is enroll your intentions. You can watch a video on the end screen how to do that. And if you're new, then do make sure that you have subscribed to our channel and click that reminder bell too.